Attorneys can be reached at 461-3000. That's 461-3000. Or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Christian teaching and talk. This is 91.7 FM. The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board, join in the dialogue and discussion that we have right here each and every day on Let's Face the Issues. As we face the issues, I always encourage you to view events, local, state, national, international, and globally. View every event through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word say? Listen, these things we see taking place today globally, regardless of what they are, political mainly that we're talking about as we view what is taking place with President Trump and the confrontation with the Pope, these things are not brand new. They're not surprising God. It's, gee, I wonder what these dudes are going to do and where is this all going. God has a plan, and his plan shall be carried out to the nth degree. I've always said, and if you want to understand what's happening around the globe, view it through the prism of the Word of God. God's already said in his Word, past, present, future, what he has done, is doing, and shall do. This is the reason the Lord Jesus said to his disciples, if you continue in my Word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is not being told today. The Marxist media is not getting close to the truth of some of the recent events as the Pope's confrontation openly chiding, condemning, and blaming President Trump as some war criminal. It's not something that is happenstance. It's not something that's just happened to take place. We're going to talk about today what I believe is the fact and not the fiction. We're talking about today the issue, the Pope, a pawn, a puppet, or a political ploy. Hear me again. The Pope, Pope Leo, a pawn, a puppet, or a political ploy. I believe it's a political ploy. And I believe I have enough evidence, written documents in my hand today to validate what I'm saying. And if you know anybody, if you have friends, relatives, neighbors, family members that are involved in the Roman Catholic cult, I believe it would be wise to ask them to tune in today. I believe this Pope has forgotten all of Catholic history, or he's purposely trying to cover it by claiming to the news that his confrontation against President Trump is based on the Gospels, that Jesus wants us to love the ones that are coming in, the foreigners, the illegal invaders, as I call them. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a cover-up. That's an absolute demonically deceitful ploy to cover up the facts of the involvement of this Pope, the first U.S.-born Pope in world history. The first time there's been an American citizen that's become a Pope. It's very odd, too, if I can throw this in at the very outset, that he comes out of the south side of Chicago, where Barack Hussein Obama carried out a lot of charitable community service if you'd want to designate it that. It's odd that David Axelrod, that recently met with the Pope, comes out of Chicago. It's odd, and maybe it's just a coincidence, I don't know, that David Axelrod happened to be the chief of staff for Barack Hussein Obama. It's very odd and coincidental that we're dealing with events out of the group out of Chicago where Barack Hussein Obama is, in my most humble opinion, planning the overthrow of the November election in the United States of America. Just as Barack Hussein Obama was an illegal Manchurian president, candidate and president, just as Barack Hussein Obama was one of the puppeteers behind the scenes holding Autopen Biden, Sleepy Joe Biden, holding his hands, bragging that he met with him, talked with him, or met with him each and every day. So, ladies and gentlemen, what I want to bring to light today is the truth, in my opinion, coming out from behind the shadows and the cover-up of the Marxist media. In fact, believe it or not, let me just touch on this. Some of the areas of research that I've done on the subject for today, the issue for today. If you go on Google and try to search for it, it comes up that it absolutely, if it has part and parcel with AI on that early part of a Google search, it will have a disclaimer telling you that what you're looking for is not factual. What you're looking for is a trivial statement, etc., etc., and will not give you what you're asking for. Now, that's a little odd to me. It ought not to be. It's a cover-up again on a high level. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says that we ought to be as wise as serpents and as harmless as doves. Speaking to Christians, the Bible says that we ought to be the watchman on the wall. When we see danger coming, we warn others to protect. Ezekiel chapter 33. And in Ezekiel chapter 33, God warns Ezekiel, if you do not warn the people when the sword comes and you are silent, then their blood will be on your head. But if you warn them and they do not listen, the blood is then on their hands. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you please, I am the watchman on the wall. And I could be wrong. I am not infallible. But I believe, based on the research today, we can say that what the Pope has been doing, what the Pope has been saying, and I like one of the headlines, the Pope bragged about the fact, I'm not afraid to confront Trump. Why would that be coming out of the mouth of a Pope? The danger is, ladies and gentlemen, he leads about 1.25 billion people that believe what he says is the words of God, the voice of God. In the popery system, which is antithetical to anything that's called biblical truth, the Pope becomes the vicar of God. That is the voice of God. The spoken word of a Pope is believed to be, among all of the poperites and the Mariologies in the world, his words are supposed to be words that God places on his lips, and through his tongue he repeats what God wants us to hear. Now, if that's the case, much of what we know about Roman Catholicism, past, present, and even future, based on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God in the 17th chapter of Revelation, then that means God's going to have to go back and change his word, the word of God, the scripture. And if I can be a little poor in grammar, that ain't going to happen. God's not going to have to modify it. But ladies and gentlemen, truth is what we're seeking. Truth is what Jesus points out to his disciples. And then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, the word of God affirms the word of God. Thy word is truth. But ladies and gentlemen, it's very, very real. It's very, very relevant to understand and recognize words of George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear. Orwell said the further society drifts from the truth, the more it is going to hate those who speak the truth. So therefore, ladies and gentlemen, if you take a stand today on the truth rather than the fictitious words from the communist Marxist media and from the communist Marxist Democratic Party, if you place your trust in that, you're way out on a limb. ladies and gentlemen, I'm wanting us to realize that God's Word is first, foremost, and final, and yet it is often not viewed as truth. I'm looking at a headline that says, Dement warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. The former U.S. Senator Jim Dement said this in part, what we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches. There's a move today being paid for and carried out by some of the major foundations. A move today to encourage churches to read the Quran in the church services, to embrace Islam and to not shut them out, etc. Rick Warren, several years ago, Saddleback Community Church in California, pushed the word Chrislam, that Islam is a sister religion to Christianity. Now, ladies and gentlemen, why do I say that? Simply because we need to understand the truth. And part of the truth that we'll get to in a moment is the fact that you had the Crusades of the 9th, 10th, and 11th century. And in those Crusades, ladies and gentlemen, it was where Islam was taking control on a global basis through the leadership of Muhammad, and it got to the very gateway of the Holy See. And as a result of that, the First Crusade in 1095 and 1099, Pope Urban II launched the First Crusades to regain the Holy Land from the Islamic jihadists. Now, I say that at this early stage because we're witnessing today within the realm of the popery system, with the Roman Catholic system, they have a compact agreement, a joint agreement to merge, yes, to merge, and to hold each other's hands and to encourage and to defend Roman Catholicism and Islam. We need to go back to the truth. In fact, it was the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And that's my challenge today, as each and every day. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Perhaps you say, how do I find that? It's right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's an identifier, a benchmark. On the campus of Tools for Time, there's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows the U.S. flag, Old Glory, 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Again, ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Your telephone lines are open. We invite you to call. Join in the dialogue and discussion. What do you think about the fray, F-R-A-Y, the conflict between the Pope and President Trump? My issue today, the Pope, is he a pawn, a puppet, or a political ploy that's taking place? Ladies and gentlemen, it was Jan Hus that said, truth shall prevail. Isn't it amazing today that the very words from the Pope's mouth when he was asked to choose, why did he choose to confront President Trump frontally? Why did he choose to in some way, somehow, confront President Trump and condemn what he's doing? Pope Leo said this, I'm just presenting the gospel. Jesus wants us to love and to protect the immigrants, etc., etc., etc. Well, a very well-known Obama, president, former illegal president, former Manchurian candidate, Manchurian president, Barack Hussein Obama, and his chief, executive chief in that administration, David Axelrod, met with the Pope just 3 or 4 days before openly challenging President Trump's engagement in Iran, confronting the enemy. In fact, I touched on this yesterday. Let me recap just a moment. The Pope is kind of feigning that this is the war that ought not to be, that Trump is going in and murdering women and children, that it ought not to be. But ladies and gentlemen, when you look at what is considered the war or the doctrine of the theory of a just war by St. Augustine, and Pope Leo claims that he is an Augustinite, then all of the measures that was back in Augustine's day as proponent, as propelled as the just war theory, President Trump has met or surpassed, without even knowing it, all of this criteria. But yet the Pope is trying to feign that the president is going in on a murderous rampage to kill women and children, when in fact, ladies and gentlemen, had President Trump not done what he has done, in fact, by the way, he has done what every president for the past 47 years knew that should be done, but didn't have the spine, the backbone, to do it. And that is to prevent nuclear weapons in the hands of the world's largest proponents of terrorism around the globe, bought and paid for by the Islamic jihadists. Just as during the days of the Crusades, where it was the Roman Catholics protecting their holdings and their people, if you please, from the onslaught of the murderers of the Islamic invaders then. Ladies and gentlemen, the Pope condemned Trump's killing of innocent people. According to the Pope, listen, ladies and gentlemen, let me just give you a little recap. The Pope said nothing about Iran's assassination of over 30,000 civilians just days before. He said nothing when thousands of Christians were slain, murdered, beheaded, set on fire, hanged by the Islamic jihadists in Nigeria. The Pope said nothing. During that time, by the way, he did send out a tweet that he condemned the murders of the Christians. Should we ask a question at this point? Why is it that the Pope is against Trump, and Trump's trying to sequester, bring to naught an Islamic jihadist regime that is out to destroy every Jew, every Christian, every non-Muslim on the face of the globe? That Trump is wanting to eradicate that particular potentiality, and the Pope is against that? Have you wondered why? It's because in Iran, it's made up of Shiite Muslims. They hate Christians, hate the Sunnis and the Wahhabist Muslim groups. That's the reason they have no problem lobbing missiles and drones at their neighbors that are not the Shiite sect of Islam. In the Shiite sect of Islam, which is Iran, the only way that the 12th Imam, the hidden Imam, one that's called the Mahdi, will come out of the well, as they have put him in their historic documents, the only way he'll come out is if the world is in chaos, confusion, conflict, and war. That's what they're churning for. That's their goal. That's their mindset. And you see, the Pope saying nothing about that. The Pope has said nothing about the Roman Catholic agreement with the jihadist. And I'll talk about that further in the broadcast today. That telephone is 904-831-0917. Here's what J.D. Vance, which is a recent convert to Roman Catholicism, J.D. Vance said, "I certainly think that in some cases it would be best for the Vatican to stick to matters of morality and let the President of the United States stick to dictating American public policy," end quote. Now, I think he's right. You know why I think he's right? He's not been indoctrinated with church history, Roman Catholic history. He is not knowledgeable of what he claims to be today as a Roman Catholic. Ladies and gentlemen, it should bring concern and consternation into the heart and life of any believer today. Any Christian today, every Christian, every conservative, every patriot needs to be concerned of what we're seeing. And I say that because in a moment we're going to get to a biblical concept based on the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in the 17th chapter of the book of Revelation, which is in the middle to latter portion of the days of the tribulation. God's Word brings up the fact that the great whore, the apostate church, the Roman Catholic Church that God speaks about, not me, not this broadcaster, not this pastor, but God's Word. There are some that want to deny it, reject it, and call it something else, allegorize the Scripture rather than looking at the reality of what it says. But in the 17th chapter, and we'll look at it in a moment, it is very, very clear where the Roman Catholic Church ruled out of a city on seven hills, which is in Rome. It's amazing to me that God's Word is so clear of what will be seen in that era and that day. Listen, when the rapture of the church occurs, churches won't all close. Hear me. When the rapture of the church occurs, the dead in Christ shall rise first, then which we are alive and remain shall be caught up together with the Lord in the air, so shall we ever be with the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 4:13 through 18. There are a lot of folks in churches today that are lost, and the fake, false, phony, apostate church will still keep on going Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, even after the rapture of the church. That's visible, that's true, when you analyze the Scripture and the Revelation text about what will take place during the 7 years of tribulation. But ladies and gentlemen, Obama, David Axelrod, the top liars, thugs, and plotters in the Democratic Party are now, I believe, attempting to control the Roman Catholic Pope to control the November election. That's my opinion. Love to hear from you. 904-831-0917. I'm looking at a headline. Trump blast, weak on crime, terrible Pope Leo. President Donald Trump sharply criticized Pope Leo in a fiery post on his Truth Social platform after the pontiff condemned the U.S. war in Iran. Listen very carefully. The Pope cast the first stone. The Pope threw the first blow. The Pope opened the salvo against the president, not vice versa. But to have it heard on the Marxist media, you would think somehow, some way, the Pope was correcting the president because of what the president said about the Pope. Here's further the article. Trump's message came after a series of increasingly direct criticism from Pope Leo, who in recent days has denounced the conflict and called for an end to the fighting. Speaking at a Vatican prayer vigil, the Pope urged world leaders to reject violence, declaring enough with war, and warning against what he described as the idolatry of self and glorification of military forces. By the way, I've got an article that I'll read in a moment. You know who was part of that meeting when the Pope made those statements? David Axelrod, the chief operating the Obama administration time in office. This article further says, Trump issued a blistering statement on Sunday evening accusing the Pope of hypocrisy and political bias. President Trump is 100% correct. Pope Leo is weak on crime. He's terrible on foreign policy, Trump said, dismissing the pontiff's criticism as selective and unfair. He goes on to talk about it, and he says, he talks about fear of the Trump administration, but doesn't mention the fear that the Catholic Church and all other Christian organizations had during COVID, when they were arresting priests, ministers, and others for holding church services, even outdoor and spaced apart, Trump wrote. Trump concluded by urging the Pope to stay out of politics. I find it antithetical to anything that would be called wisdom for anybody, any media, loose likes, lost liberals, or otherwise, to embrace what the Pope is doing and saying. Don't we realize that it is foreign interference with an American election? And don't you dare be deceived. This is all about November election. This is all about setting the stage to try to peel away the Catholic vote for President Trump. This is all about trying to undermine a legal, justifiable election in our nation. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, headline says Pope meets with the top Obama advisor following a Pentagon threat. Barack Obama could be about to one-upmanship against Donald Trump again. Pope Leo met with Obama advisor David Axelrod Thursday morning, reported Substack journalist Christopher Hale, marking a major progression in the quest to land the 44th president, that's Obama, and a meeting with the Chicago-born pontiff. Obama's enthusiasm for meeting the Pope was made apparent in February when he joined Brian Tyler, a podcast for Valentine's Day episode. I'll be honest with you, being president or even being an ex-president, I can kind of meet anybody. So I've met a lot of folks, Obama said. The person who I have not met yet, and I'm looking forward to meeting and hope to have the opportunity to do so, is our new Pope, who's from Chicago, and both of us being White Sox fans. Axelrod worked with Obama's chief strategist on both of his presidential campaigns. Leo became the first American-born Pope on May 8, 2025, but Trump has not managed to meet him over the past year. Instead, the Vatican has shied away from the Trump administration, in no small part due to the threats made by the Defense Department officials who were unhappy with the pontiff's various criticism of Trump's warmongering. Listen, there was a meeting that wasn't highly publicized, the Pentagon meeting, where there was the meeting with the ambassador from the Holy See, and they Pete Hegseth and others at the Pentagon, tried to reason with him that the Pope ought not to be on a foreign soil involving himself with trying to sway the American election. This article reads further. Days after Pope Leo delivered the State of the World speech in January, Undersecretary of Defense and Policy Etheridge Colby summons the Cardinals Christopher Peer, the Vatican's U.S. representative, to a closed-door meeting at the Pentagon. Ladies and gentlemen, that closed-door meeting wound up with a confrontation, as I understand it from the written documents on that, because they were saying then, and ahead of what we're now seeing, that the Pope ought not to be involving himself on the affairs of America and American election and foreign policy as he was doing from his bully pulpit in the Vatican. And that, ladies and gentlemen, caused the explosion behind the scene that then caused David Axelrod and Barack Hussein Obama to grab hold of that potentiality and enter into the fray to try to lay the foundation for undermining our election. Listen to what one writer says, and I was surprised this article comes out of CNN. CNN guest lays out bonkers Obama-Pope-Leo conspiracy theory plot to bring down President Trump. A top financier laid out the bonkers conspiracy theory that say former President Barack Obama and Pope Leo are colluding together to bring down President Donald Trump. The Point Bridge Capital chief and mega fan laid out his theory during an appearance, this article says, with the host on CNN, adding that CNN analyst and Obama aide David Axelrod is also part of the Chicago centrist plot to bring down President Trump. He says this is the meeting now, and what the Pope is saying, this is 100% political, he said to the recent controversies surrounding the Pope and the Vatican. This is all about trying to hurt Trump with the Catholics' vote during the midterm elections, in the midterm voting. Lambert continued, if you look at what plays out, dot, 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 by here, David Axelrod goes and visits the Pope last week. They're talking about Obama going to visit the Pope, Leo, and the Vatican, etc. Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is beyond the surface of what we're seeing. There is a plot, a plan, and the ploy that's being used, with the Pope being a political pundit to destroy our free elections. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu. WTRJ-FM.